This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Monday that 11 bodies have now been found in the wreckage of a beachside condominium building that collapsed on Thursday. Officials say 151 people are still missing as emergency workers sift through the rubble of the 12-story Champlain Towers high-rise. Workers are using rescue dogs and sonar to look for survivors. Asked why the process is going so slowly, Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Assistant Ray Jadala said that searching the wreckage is not simply a matter of moving large slabs of material, but of going through pulverized concrete. He said much of the search is conducted by hand, and every time material is moved, other material falls into its place. On Sunday, a search and rescue worker tumbled 7 meters down through an opening in the rubble. Emergency crews have now been on the scene for more than 100 consecutive hours. Published reports have indicated that there had been warnings regarding the structural integrity of the building long before the collapse. Local, state, and federal officials have all promised a thorough investigation. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in the Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa, where Ethiopia has been seen as a key security ally for the West. It comes as the country awaits results of national elections that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promoted as the centerpiece of reforms that won him the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize.